Who in the world would support pedophilia? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me. You know the routine. You know the routine. If you're on Facebook, go ahead and hit that exclamation point or type that in. Exclamation point notify. If you're on Facebook, you type that in. It'll allow you to get notifications. You can always turn them off, but exclamation point notify. You type that in and you will get notifications. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit the thumbs up for me. Hit the thumbs up and also please share the video as well as Rumble. As well as Rumble, go ahead and do that right now. Thumbs up and share. And also, you're watching on Facebook, share it. If you're listening to the audio podcast right now, share it as well. Share it as well. Okay, let's get into it. We have so much to talk about and so little time to do it. Hunter Biden. So today is Monday, and we talked about this last week, where I showed video footage of the liberal media news, or in this case, the government state media. They said that we should hear something come Monday. And today is Monday. Is today Monday, Shannon, or are my days off? But last time I looked, I thought today was Monday, right? The Secret Service, according to the government state media, the Secret Service was supposed to let everybody know about who had the cocaine in the White House. Have they told anybody, Shannon? Have you seen anything? I haven't seen anything. I've been looking.
Yeah, nobody's talking about it.
I've been looking.
I haven't seen any news reports on it anymore.
Nothing. It's like just like this, like they don't even want it in the news story any longer, right?
Right.
It's like, don't even say anything about the cocaine, the White House. Let it run the news cycle and just go away. But they were supposed to come out today and tell us all about it. Right. And let me ask everybody right now, and if you're watching, right now and you're able to, can you put in the chat, who do you think the cocaine belonged to? I mean, it's not a trick. I mean, I'm not asking a trick question. I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't see to put it there in the cubby hole, whatever it is, because, you know, the cocaine moved from one room to another room to another room to another room. Cocaine was all throughout the White House, apparently. But I'm just kind of curious, who do you think had the cocaine? All right, let me play something else before we go to that. Then we'll go back to it and I'm going to see if I can see your comments on who do you think had the cocaine in the White House, because they're not even talking about it. But even this is related to the cocaine because we're talking about criminal activity. All of the FBI, the DOJ, all of these corrupt entities, right? They're all corrupt now. They've been defending and protecting the Biden crime family, which brings me to this one point. The whistleblowers, you have actual whistleblowers coming out talking about the Biden crime family. And what did they do? The FBI, the DOJ, they started arresting whistleblowers. Think about that. Why in the world would they arrest whistleblowers? Now, to my understanding, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, put the comments on the screen real quick. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. But to my understanding, if you are a whistleblower and you go tell the truth, right? Or in this case, let's just say you went and told the lie as a whistleblower. What do you think would happen to you? What do you think would happen? They'll put you in prison. As a whistleblower, bringing out information about leadership, about these high up people, they'll put you in prison. You understand that? So it's not even to the best interest. That's why a lot of people don't even say anything, because they have the possibility of being made out as a liar. Well, in this case, the whistleblowers, they are telling the truth. And the way we know that they're telling the truth, because we've seen the evidence. We've heard the evidence. We know what the whistleblowers are saying is true. But what they're doing is they're arresting the whistleblowers. What? So now if you tell the truth, if you want to be an honest person and you come out and you tell the truth, they will put you in jail. They will put you in jail for telling the truth. Is that not a problem? Is that not a problem? Listen to this as they talk about the whistleblowers. And this is a major problem, people. This is such a major problem.
Your reaction to Gatloff's testimony and the fact that now he's on the run, afraid for his life because he exposed Biden family business dealings.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing it up. Miranda Devine did great work again. She got the video. What's very interesting about Dr. Luft is he's an energy expert, had a think tank, consulted with people like CIA Director James Woolsey, Robert McFarland, and he was consulting with CEFC, the same Chinese company connected to the Communist Party that was paying the Bidens millions of dollars. When he heard that Joe Biden was going to be running for president, that alarmed him because he knew how compromised Joe Biden would be. So he met with two prosecutors from the Southern District of New York and four FBI agents in Brussels for 2 days in March of 2019. What's interesting about those individuals, one of the prosecutors from the Southern District of New York is the same prosecutor that prosecuted Patrick Ho, the money launderer that paid Hunter Biden $1 million to defend him. And in that trial, he prevented the name of Biden's from being brought into court. Also, one of the FBI agents was the same agent then that signed the subpoena from the Hunter Biden laptop. So, you know, Dr. Luft has shown is the same financial transactions, the millions of dollars, the $100,000 per month retainer for Hunter, $65,000 for James Biden, paid by CEFC. He's got a wealth of information, but they never followed up on that meeting. Instead, they arrested him in Cyprus to silence him.
What? You hearing this? They arrested the whistleblower to silence him. Oh, because he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth, and that is a problem.
He could have gone to Israel. He resides in Israel. We have extradition treaties, but they instead arrest him in Cyprus. Now, he's literally fleeing for his life right now. He's on the run. He's an important witness. He needs to be granted immunity to be able to testify and tell his story.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. Here's someone who actually saw the evidence, actually saw the crime take place. Someone who actually saw it. I mean, what does that say? What does that say about our country when they see someone who's actually committed a crime and then someone come out and say, hey, there's actual proof that this person is committing a crime. You know, you might want to rethink about what you're doing. You might want to rethink this. And they say, no, we're going to put you in jail because you told the truth. And what's really crazy, let me share this with you. What's really crazy, this is the gentleman that had to flee right here. I'm going to play some of this. He has this really long video, but I'm just going to play this one little small piece for you here. He's the one that's on the run for his life for telling the truth about the Biden crime family. He told the DOJ, the FBI, before Joe Biden walked through the doors of the White House about the criminal activity that he was involved in. He told them. They knew about the Hunter Biden laptop before they even found the Hunter Biden laptop. They knew about it. He told them about the corruption. He told them about it. And they all just gathered that data, and then they went after the people telling the truth.
I told the DOJ that Hunter was closely associated with a very senior retired FBI official who had distinct physical characteristic. He had one eye. One of the FBI agents at the time even told me, you know, that would be very easy for us to find. There aren't that many one-eyed people in the Bureau. The information I provided the FBI in March of 2019 was fully corroborated 9 months later when the famous laptop belonging to Hunter Biden, which contained all the emails and receipts, was handed to the FBI. And guess who seized the laptop from the computer repair shop. It was Special Agent Joshua Wilson who was with me in Brussels earlier. In other words, the FBI knew about, from me, about the Biden CFC deals before they got hold of the laptop, way before. They had enough time to investigate the issue, but they didn't.
But they didn't. They had enough time. They were told about it. What is it that Joe Biden has on the FBI, you know, the seventh floor? There has to be something, right? Or is it, you understand what I'm asking you here? You understand what I'm asking you? Does Joe Biden have dirt on the people on the seventh floor? Right? He can't remember anything, so I'm not sure what that, if this actually dirt that he has on them. Or is it that the FBI just becomes so corrupt that they'll do anything to protect Joe Biden and his criminal activities because they hated President Trump that much that they allow a known criminal, not someone that they would try to label as a criminal, not someone that they were making up the criminal charges against, not somebody who was actually doing great things for the country, but someone who was actually an actual criminal, the Biden crime family. They're protecting them and they're trying to discredit like President Trump. Is that the case? That they just hated Trump so much that they're willing to just suppress and overlook all the criminal activity we're talking about? Can we talk about espionage? Can we talk about extortion? Can we talk about money laundering? Can we talk about the quid pro quo? Can we talk about all of these criminal activities? I mean, seriously, this is what's happened. This is what has happened. They knew it was taking place and they looked the other way. So I don't think that is the fact that Joe Biden has dirt on anybody, because again, Joe Biden can't even remember where he is day to day. They're showing these videos with him overseas right now and he's completely lost. They're having to direct him around like he's a little kid. Like he's a little kid. He just learned how to walk. And they're like, this way, this way, this way, this way. And he's like, oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. He's completely lost. He doesn't even know where he is. Like every few minutes, they have to remind him where he is. So I don't think it's he has any dirt on him. I think they're just blatantly protecting him because they hate Trump. Listen to this one about them talking about the whistleblowers. This is such a devastating thing to our country. You got cocaine in the White House and you got the federal government actually becoming a criminal crime or a criminal organization, rather.
What one of the whistleblowers claimed is, in fact, that they were passed over by someone who was less qualified for a higher position. There was also both of the whistleblowers claimed that after they came forward, they were both removed from the Hunter Biden case that they were investigating and that they had both been on since 2018. That is crazy. That's unacceptable. That's why myself, Senator Grassley, Senator Johnson, Jim Jordan, and Jamie Comer is asked the special counsel to look into this more aggressively.
Now, all of that sounds good, what he just said, right? Other than the part that their whistleblowers were getting removed and kicked off of certain committees and certain jobs and certain investigations that they were working because they whistleblowed. That shouldn't happen. But I like the part where he said that, you know, Jim Jordan, Comer and other Republicans are going to ask for a special counsel to look into this. You know what I don't like about it? Is that they're talking about it. I'm tired of them talking. I want action. The American people want action. After the past 7-8 years, what the Democrats have done to us in this country, what they've done to all of us in this country, the Republicans, how long have they been there now? How long have they been there? How long have they been in this position, Shannon? 6 months?
Well, a little bit over 6 months.
A little bit over 6 months?
Yeah.
And what do they have to show for it?
All they've done is done hearings, really, and exposed. I mean, they're exposing what's happening, but holding people accountable.
Where's the action at? Where's the action at? Where's this person getting indicted? Where's that person? They know that they've actually committed these crimes.
I mean, it's hard to do. Nothing has happened. It's hard to do when the people that are corrupt are actually running the justice system.
It's hard. The people that need to do the arrest are actually the ones who's committing the crimes, who's covering up the crimes. So they already got it all locked down. So the Republicans, they can say what they want to do all day long. But I don't think anything's going to come of it. I want to be wrong. Please, please, please allow me to be wrong. But be honest with you, I think we're going to hear just like they've done in the past. The Republicans say, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this, and nothing happens. I get so sick and tired of it. I'm like here with it. And as soon as I get opportunity, I'm say, how come you haven't done anything? I don't want to hear about what you're talking about, what you're getting ready to do. We want to hear the American people need action. The American people need something to happen or we're going to completely lose confidence. Well, it's already happening. We've already lost confidence in the FBI. We've already lost confidence in the DOJ. We've already lost confidence in the IRS. Not that anyone had confidence in the IRS in the first place. But we're losing confidence in our federal government more and more every single day. Some people never had confidence in it. But the people who did, it's going away as well. You need to fix this. Because the United States of America, the government was, you know, the country, other countries used to marvel behind the United States of America, the way we ran the country, the way we had our freedoms, the way we were supposed to be righteous. Do something or shut up. Because you're just talking about it. I mean, you're not even running. It's almost like they believe that they're campaigning still. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. See, this is why I can't be a politician. Because I can't tell you what I'm gonna tell you what I'm doing. And see, it's like they're not doing anything. They're just telling us. Okay, I have another one I want to share with you. And this one is about, you know, it's about all about the money. The cocaine, the money, the prostitution. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. Split screen it. Listen to this one, what they're talking about, all about the money, Hunter Biden, and of course. Maybe members of the DOJ and the FBI, maybe they were getting paid off. Maybe that's the reason why they're defending. Because it's like, it shouldn't be like, well, they shouldn't pick political sides, but they have. And now they are the strong arm for the Democrat Party, talking about the FBI and the DOJ.
If you look at the tax years from 2014 to 2019, the investigators claim that Hunter Biden received over $8.3 million. Included in that was like an $80,000 diamond, a Porsche that valued over $140,000. But in the year of 2014 alone, it is documented by the IRS investigators that Hunter Biden did not pay taxes or report income of more than $400,000 that he received from Burisma. We have documentation from these IRS whistleblowers that Hunter Biden was receiving money from China sources, Ukraine sources, and Romania sources. It's absolutely unbelievable.
It's absolutely unbelievable. So they have all this information, all this corruption that took place, and again, nothing happens. Nothing happens. But let me express something to you. What did happen? And see, this is my frustration. The past 8 years, the Democrats actually went into action. The Democrats came up with fraudulent information twice to impeach President Trump. They impeached President Trump twice in the House. Of course, it failed in the Senate. But they went into action. They took fraudulent information. The whole Russia. The whole dossier. That was them going into action. Granted, it was all fraudulent. Granted, it was whoever went to the FISA courts, they should be in prison for taking fraudulent information to the FISA courts. The judge that oversaw it and allowed it to happen should go to prison as well. Because they were spying on President Trump. the whole Russia collusion delusion, the whole spying on President Trump. But my point is, they got into action. They were doing something. We were talking about what they were doing, even though it was 100% fraudulent. Here it is, the freaking Republicans. They have the information. They have tangible, physical information of the corruption. Video recordings, audio recordings, a sat phone. I mean, there's nothing else that they need. And nothing is being done except for we're looking into it. Whose side are they on? It's so frustrating. Even the whole idea that they're leaking all of this information, they leak information on President Trump left and right. Leak, 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 leak. But you didn't hear nothing about the cocaine in the White House, what they were supposed to release today. Nothing's leaked about it. They didn't leak no video footage. They didn't leak, you know, they didn't leak who had it. Nothing's been leaked on it. They made it to where it's like the story never even happened. And I'm willing to bet that they're telling everyone in the press corps, if you come into the press corps and you bring up the cocaine, we're not going to ask you to come back again. Because it's a dead story, is what they're saying. It's a dead story. Listen to Levin. Listen to what he says about these leaked documents. Again, more proof. More proof, but no action.
Who do these leaks help? Do they help Donald Trump? Do they help a single witness? It's the federal government. It is the Biden Department of Justice. It is the Democrat Party's Department of Justice that's interfering in the election and trying to do many other things. Look, I asked my brothers and sisters over at Landmark Legal Foundation, of which I am chairman. I said, go back about 6 months and pull up all the leaks from the New York Times and Washington Post and CNN involving Donald Trump. Here it is. Look at this. You see this?
Wow.
These are the leaks from grand juries to witnesses to Mar-a-Lago to the nature of the classified documents, leak after leak after leak. And I limited it to CNN, the New York Times, and the Washington Post. Look at this. What are they doing? What are they? Oh, don't jerk around the Department of Justice, the former attorney general says. Who's jerking who around here? Is this how you run a case? Is this how you have a judiciary in the country that sits there and rubber stamps every damn thing? Look at this.
That's crazy. That is absolutely, and he's right. They leaked everything. I mean, they leaked everything. Even when they went into Mar-a-Lago, they staged the pictures. They staged the documents that were supposedly highly classified. They staged it, right? They put this document here, that document there. Okay, is that good? Okay, put this number here, evidence. Put this number there, evidence. Look at all these documents, everybody. Take a picture, put it on social media. They leaked it. They purposely laid them out so they can take a picture. But no one took a picture of the cocaine. No one, they won't even tell you who had the cocaine, because the White House is too stupid to realize that if they brought anthrax in there, they're basically telling us that they're too stupid to know who brought anthrax into the White House. That's what they're telling us. They can't find who brought the cocaine in there when it's kind of obvious who had it. And I'm going to go to the comments again. Who do y'all think brought the cocaine in there? I'm going to go look at it. I'm going to finish playing this, but who do you think brought the cocaine in there? All of this. They won't leak those photos, right? Did they take photos of it, the cocaine, as evidence? Someone had to take a picture. It's evidence. It was a substance, right? It was they brought the hazmat suits and everything in there, and they were like, you had to take a picture, but no one leaked that picture. No one leaked it. I guess they didn't leak the picture because they would have to take multiple pictures, because it was in the high traffic work area. Then it was in the West Wing. Then it was back in the East Wing. Then it was in the library. Then it was in a cubby hole where people put their stuff in. And then it was like in a highly secured location. So they had to take multiple pictures, but not a single one of them were leaked. But they leak everything on President Trump, and they did this on purpose. So then that way, when they take President Trump to court, all of the jury, everyone sitting on the jury, and they're going to try to make sure they pick communists to sit on the jury. Everyone is going to have their opinion about President Trump, and the liberal media, they're very good at putting it out. Sorry, the government state media.
This isn't intended to be a real case. Here's the ABA rules, special responsibilities for a prosecutor, rule 3.8. And I cut through to the chase. The prosecutor in a criminal case shall, except for statements that are necessary to inform the public of the nature and extent of the prosecutor's action and that serve a legitimate law enforcement purpose, refrain from making extrajudicial comments that have a substantial likelihood of a heightening public condemnation of the accused, and exercise reasonable care to prevent investigators, law enforcement personnel, employees, or other persons assisting or associated with a prosecutor in a criminal case from making an extrajudicial statement that the prosecutor would be prohibited from making.
Wow. Okay, so let me look in the comments here. Okay, I'm going to look in the comments here. What do y'all think? Who do y'all think had it? Who do y'all think had the those on the left, they call it party favor, right? They're calling it a party favor. How many of y'all think, who do y'all think had the cocaine in there? Man, I'm just asking about the cocaine because they're covering it up. They were supposed to release that information today. They had fingerprints and DNA. And the media is like, I'm looking through and no one's even talking about it. Again, they said the cocaine showed up. Just let it run through the news cycle. And a few people like Will Johnson and bring it up. No one cares. No one cares. It's just cocaine in the White House. Right? Hunter Biden, he's supposed to be like cocaine free for a year because of the whole gun charge and everything. So they most definitely have to make this go away, especially if it's Hunter Biden's. Especially if it's Hunter Biden's. Right? I think most people are in agreement that it's more than likely Hunter Biden's bag of cocaine. I think most people are in agreement on that. Right? I'm looking to see. I think, everyone is saying Hunter Biden. Hunter 8-ball corner pocket. Yeah. I mean, everyone, I think it's like the no-brainer, right? He has a drug problem. No one else in their right mind would even risk taking cocaine into the White House. No one would do that. No staffer would do that. I'm telling you, because they would be too afraid. The canine dogs, they have to walk past them. They would be too afraid. There's only one obvious person who had the cocaine.
I mean, even Dan Bongino, who worked at Secret Service, said, Listen, there's only one small specific amount of people that are going to have had it. And that's the people that don't go through security, which is the Biden family.
Yeah.
It had to come from them.
Yeah, it had to. It had to. Well, let me show you something that I think is really positive. And this is something that the left really hates to see. So apparently President Trump was in L.A. And let me show you what the men and women on the police force did when President Trump was getting ready to board his plane in L.A. I guess he was there for golfing, Shannon.
That's what it looks
just,
like.
It looked I like mean, he was there just golfing. He just chillaxing. But watch, look how the police officers act and treat President Trump. Oh, that has music in it. Here, let me do this. I'm going to have to just show it to you like this and just talk on it because, you know, as soon as it goes, it'll hit me. Oh, look, Will Johnson's playing music. But you can see all of these police officers. And for those of you listening to the audio podcast, you have a whole bunch of police officers pulling up on their motorcycle. They're pulling up and now they're all standing in front of Trump Force One, right? They're all standing in front of Trump Force One. And President Trump is in the vehicle and he's about to step out the vehicle. He gets out the vehicle and he's greeted by all of these men and women, right? I don't think there are any women in there. I can't even tell.
Yeah, but there's some women.
Yeah, there are some women Definitely. There. I stand corrected. There's some men and women here, black and white and Hispanic and even Asian. No more reparations.
And there's about, what did you say, 30 or 50 of them?
There's about 50 of them there. Yeah, so yeah. They're all here. Showing up, taking a picture, a photo op with President Trump, and then they proceed to go on and take selfies with President Trump. This is what the police force really thinks about President Trump. This is what they think because they know that President Trump is the law and order president. They know that he's the law and order president. And you, look at this image, everybody. Go full screen for me. Look at this image. Look at this. Asian people, black people, Hispanic people, white people wanting to stand there and take pictures with one of the greatest presidents, if not the greatest president, at least in my lifetime, the greatest president in our lifetime. Look at this. Look at the volume of respect. Just look at that. The level of respect that you have for the from the law enforcement to President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, and he's wearing just casual clothes.
Yes. He was not just, even in a tie.
He wasn't there for any event or anything. He has on a sweater, pants. Looks like he just walked off the golf course.
Yeah.
And he's just like, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't even expecting this. Look at it. They all went out of their way to say, Mr. President Trump, thank you. And you know who they're voting for. I mean, you don't go out this way to look at him. And one guy's just trying not, you know, he's trying to be like, I'm just going to, you know, do him. Trump pulls him in. Get in here. Look at this. See, that's the type of president that we need. One who is a people's person. One who wants to fight for this country. One who will stand up against the establishment. One who is willing to take on the federal government. Come on.
Yeah, who else have you seen?
Come on. Who else could take this? The federal government coming down on him. And look at this.
You've never seen crowds like even
no,
this.
No, even
for Biden
this.
Nope. Or any president nope. that I've seen before.
Nope, I've never seen this. This is absolutely great. Hey, but you know who hates it? You know who hates it? Oh, look at this. Mittens Romney. He hates President Trump. So instead of him talking about what they're turning our country into a banana republic, listen to what Mitten Romney has to say about President Trump.
I'm angry.
He's angry. You hear that? He says, I'm angry.
I'm angry. The country is going to go through tumult as a result of one thing. President Trump didn't turn over military documents when he was asked to do so. All he had to do was hand them in. I'm sure his counsel told him, hand the documents in, particularly when the subpoena came. But for some reason, he decided not to. He held on to them. Why? That's the question. Why is the country going to have to go through all this angst and tumult? Why did he just turn the documents in?
Do you hear this? And this is from Mitt Romney, a straight up rat. Rhino against Trump. Rat. Yeah, can y'all remember that? Remember that. Rat. That's what it means. R-A-T. Rhino against Trump. And you can, even some cases, rhinos against truth. But he's a straight up rat. President Trump had every right to declassify something, and he didn't have to say anything. You know what gave President Trump the right to not to have to tell anyone that, hey, I'm declassifying this, and this? You know what it gave him the right? Billy Clinton. When Billy Clinton had the tapes in his sock drawer, highly classified tapes, mind you.
Of world leaders,
et cetera, et cetera. And there's probably some other, you know, tapes in there too. We're talking about Bill Clinton now, right? Because of that, they didn't have to. President Trump didn't have to, but they all grow amnesia. See, this is how the politicians do. And of course, MSSTD, they're happy to show Mitt Romney say that because that's the government state media. I want to talk about Sounds of Freedom. This past weekend, I went to the movie theater with my producer, with the clock. And I went to watch Sound of Freedom. And I can't tell you, there was a couple of times in there I'm sitting there looking at it and I'm just like getting all emotional and worked up because it's happening to children. And, you know, for everyone that watches me, you know how I've been talking about children and leave the kids alone. And, you know, I've been really passionate about that. And I said, look, I said, I've always said this. If you're an adult, go do your thing. I don't have to be involved. That's going to be between you and God. You already know what you're doing is wrong. You don't need Will Johnson to tell you. But when it comes to kids, we have the duty and the responsibility as humanity to speak up. And what's really sickening is this is people doing this to people, to kids, children. I mean, helpless children. I asked this question when I was on my LFA broadcast. How many of you have seen the movie yet? How many of you seen the movie? And there's a reason why I don't talk about it on Facebook, because there's a lot of all these people with the trans, the LGBT LMNOP community. A lot of them are behind the sex trafficking of children. You just had the UN here recently advocate for pedophilia to be lawful. Did you hear what I just said? The United Nations is advocating for pedophilia to be lawful and lawful act. So, you know, this whole sex ring that they're doing, it is a real thing. It is actually happening. With them coming trying to say that children should be able to have sex with adults. No. You have the United Nations pushing this crap. And the United Nations is going to be an entity for the Antichrist, because the Antichrist spirit is alive and well. It's alive and well. Let me share this with you. This is just part scenes in there. It's not a spoiler alert, because this is from the trailer, to my understanding. No spoiler alert for those you haven't seen it. And I'm looking on Rumble right now. Let me know in the chats on Rumble if you have seen the movie or not. Let me know if you have seen the movie or not. Watch this.
Right, even knocking the fedora right off of Indiana Jones' July 4th box office rankings and taking the number one spot that day.
How did that make you feel? Giving a child his freedom.
So good.
You have been at this for 12 years. Why are you doing it?
Because God's children are not for sale.
Ooh, wait. That's so powerful. That is so powerful, because God's children are not for sale. There's only one thing you can do with a pedophile. Get them off the planet.
And all the people that support it and vote for it.
Get them off the planet. I have no sympathy, nothing. You touch a child, get them off the planet. This movie will have you, it will have you like in a whirlwind of emotions. I mean, it will have you in a whirlwind of emotions. You're going to experience every emotion. You're going to experience sadness, just full on hurt, anger, and happiness. In this movie, it is such a, I mean, it's like all of these emotions going just like this. And you're like, oh my goodness. And when you leave the movie theater, you want action. I want action.
Joining us right now is the guy who the movie is based upon, Operation Railroad, Underground Railroad founder, Tim Ballard, who helped save kids from traffickers all around the world. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
How cool is that? Your movie beat Indiana Jones.
Yeah, we're blessed. We're shocked. You know, I grew up on Indiana Jones. How could more people want to watch a movie about us than him? But we're grateful, because it's a real problem. People are waking up, and we think this could be a major solution in the fight against child trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Tim, it's a true story about you. You work for Homeland Security, and then you are arresting these pedophiles, and you realize, hey, there are victims out there, and I want to save these kids. And the true story, as your wife said, you know, quit your job, and you go save this family. Brother and sister are kidnapped. They think they're going to be models, and a beautiful lady says to their dad, just leave them here in this room. I'll take care of them. Come back and pick them up later this afternoon. I'm going to teach them how to be models and give them a modeling career and make a lot of money for your family. He comes back, and the lights are off. The kids are gone. And so you make it your life mission to save the little boy, and you promise the little boy, I'm going to save your sister. Did you tell us the story of this? Because I understand it was a Fox movie.
Okay, now let me stop it here real quick, because this movie, all of it, that it was based on a true story. See, this is what makes it so powerful, and this is what makes it the emotions that you're experiencing. I've been told grown men have been crying. I talked about this on my LFA broadcast as well earlier, that before I went and watched it, I was telling my producer that it's made grown men cry in the movie theater. And she said, because, you know, I'm gonna let something out about me. I don't cry unless it's something to cry about. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if there's a reason to cry, then you cry. Right. I don't just cry because my feelings got hurt. But she said, she brought up, she said, you probably won't cry. She said, if anything, you'll be angry. Well, guess what? We left the movie theater and she was angry. She was on fire. I should have recorded her what she was saying because she was so lit up. And this movie should put a fire under your butt. Expose these pedophiles. Get them off the planet. They have no, they serve no purpose. A cockroach serves more purpose than a pedophile. Do you understand that? A cockroach. They served, these pedophiles serve no purpose. Get them off the planet.
And then when Disney bought Fox Century, you know, Century 20, the 20th Century, then this was tabled. And so how did it get to the Angel? How did the Angel Network get involved?
Well, yeah, Fox, you said, produced it. Disney bought it. And Disney was very clear that they weren't going to do anything with it. The irony there is pretty almost poetic.
Yeah, it really is. Disney bought it, right? Disney got control over the movie and then they just tabled it. They shut it down. We're not going to show it. We're not going to show it. They produced this movie, I think, 5 years ago. 5 years ago. And it's still relevant today. And it's even more relevant today because of the open border. Why do you think the Democrats and Joe Biden want to have open borders? Look how Joe Biden's constantly sniffing on little kids. Look how he's constantly doing that. Dude is a pedophile. I'm saying it. The dude that's in the White House is a pedophile. He's been groping on these kids. Why do you think they want open borders? And it's not just here in the United States of America. But Disney, they're supposed to be protecting children. They're supposed to have children's best interests at heart, not sexualizing them, not perverting them, not turning them into a sex ring. None of that. But Disney, no one is surprised about that.
The producers wrestled it away and it went through several hands. And I actually was on the set. I was invited to the set of The Chosen. Mm-hmm. And I happened to be there and I ran into the Angel Studios executives just sitting there in the fake Jerusalem set. So it's kind of cool. And I told them that this film is about to lose the people who had it, the rights were going to expire. They jumped in and grabbed it. And I mean, they made a deal in 5 days.
That's great.
With the producers, Eduardo, and then 90 days later, here we are. It happened really fast. Angel Studios, very creative. They know how to do this.
But there's been some criticism in the mainstream media where they suggest there's some sort of a connection to your movie and QAnon. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I can't explain it, and neither can they. Every show I've seen, they just like to throw the word out, QAnon. They make zero connection to the actual story. It's really difficult to make that connection when it's actually based in a true story.
Yeah, you know what? The movie, there's nothing in the movie about QAnon other than the fact that QAnon, because I've been to some of the events where a lot of the Q people and the Anon people come together, QAnon, there's a difference, but the problem is they all come together, right? Some of them go way out there with some of the crazy.
Well, the reason why they're saying QAnon.
Let me say this real quick. The whole thing is this, the reason why I'm going to say it, the reason why you're trying to get in front of me, the reason why they're saying QAnon is because the first time I saw the trailer on this, I saw it maybe 2 years ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe 2 years ago now. I was at this event with Clay Clark. And they actually played the trailer and they hadn't played it anywhere yet. And that was the first place that they played it. And because they played it in QAnon, the people QAnon, they're all against the trafficking of children, sex trafficking. So because they're against sex trafficking, it must be a QAnon movie. It has nothing to do with QAnon. And being against sex trafficking is not a bad thing. What were you going to say, Shannon?
I mean, the only reason why they're saying it's QAnon is because Tim and Jim have been making the Republican circuit because Republicans are the only ones that want to talk about this movie. They're the only ones that want to talk about this problem. Sex trafficking is the number one business in the world. We're talking about slavery of children.
Yeah, we're talking about slavery of children. For goodness sakes,
it's the biggest business. And because Republicans are talking about it, they go, oh, Republicans, oh, they're QAnon people.
It's QAnon. It's conspiracy. And we're really not.
You and I have never been QAnon people.
No, I've actually had a whole bunch of people in the past get upset with me because I didn't go along with the QAnon, you know, the stuff. Oh, the military is going to step in. Really?
It was all ridiculous.
I'm like, really?
Right.
Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. The military's going to step in. Don't worry. The military's going to step in. Then they gave a date when the military's going to step in.
They want to take.
They're going to step in. Or the White House are going to step in. You know, yeah. They put all this out there. And it got a lot of people complacent. Like, okay, well, we'll just chill.
It's funny because they actually want to taint this movie by saying it's QAnon.
That's exactly what it is.
And they say it's conspiracy, but literally the fact that it's linked to QAnon is a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Really?
It has nothing to do with QAnon. And they don't even want to talk about the actual fact that children are being sex trafficked. Listen.
True story. Mm-hmm. Every kid is real in the story. Every bad guy is real. You know, they play with some timing and things like that to fit it all in. But where's the QAnon doctrine being spewed in the film and the script? I have no idea, because this is actually what it looks like.
Yeah, it's not there.
This is what happened. I was there, and several others were there to confirm. So this is just some other agenda. You know, I mean, who would want to get the backs or run interference for pedophiles and human traffickers? Right. That's there. The more important question in all this. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to lie to push an agenda whose goal is to have children be in captivity? What? It's kind of sick.
It is kind of sick. See, they're deflecting about the whole fact that children on planet Earth, on God's green earth, is being sexually trafficked by these monsters, these pedophiles. And the freaking left, it's like they have to come out and try to discredit it. Now, let me tell y'all, CNN had some producers. They fired the producers. I don't know if they went to jail time because they didn't talk about the story afterwards. CNN didn't even talk about the story. But come to find out, CNN had a producer that was actually made connections across state lines to have sex with their little child. And what's really sick about the whole thing is that the parent of the child, the parent took the kid to the producer at CNN so that the guy at CNN could have sex with the parent's child. Make it make sense. It's like these white liberals, and I hate to say white liberals because it is what it is. They're the ones taking them to the Dragon Queens. It's disgusting. It's repulsive, right? They're showing up, taking them to the Dragon Queens, and now you got them taking them to CNN producers having sex with them. But they don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about that. Listen to this as they try to discredit this movie on the Communist News Network or the Crap News Network.
And you seem pretty familiar with him because he doesn't really hide his association with this real wild plot that involves, you know, drinking the blood of children and things like that.
And see, that was with the whole QAnon talking about that. And then, you know, there's been like information coming out and different things here left and right talking about them having stuff with blood. And I saw a report just the other day. They were saying that the blood from children rejuvenates their youth.
Isn't it weird that she brought up the blood of children? Because Biden brought that up last week. Do you remember? He was talking about Republicans and he was like, oh, they're the ones talking about the blood of children. And I'm like, where did that come from?
He sure did. Just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Just like what she just said. Where is that coming from?
Like out of nowhere.
I don't hear a single Republican talking about that. That's their talking point.
Yeah, it is. It is.
No, he doesn't hide it at all. And you have a lot of people who are in this world of QAnon who say, oh, they don't know what that is. They've never heard of it. They're just asking questions. With somebody like Jim Caviezel, he is openly embracing it. He's openly using its catchphrases and its concepts. He's speaking at QAnon conventions. And this film is being marketed to either specific QAnon believers or to people who believe all of the same tenets as QAnon, but claim they don't know what it is.
And The Sound of Freedom
There's no such thing as a QAnon convention. There's no QAnon convention. There may be some people that attend a convention that might believe in it.
It's not a QAnon convention. The problem is that when these events, and I'm going to be straight up say it, there was Clay Clark. He would have these events And a lot of people that would go up there and they would go on stage and they would talk about Q, 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 QAnon, Q, QAnon. And I've been to them and they would talk about it. The first one I went to, they were talking about how these sexual predators on the left, how they're sexualizing kids, how they're doing all this. And it was actually an awesome event. The problem is that I didn't like the fact that they were saying that the government was going to step in, the government, you know, or the military, rather. The military is going to step in. Don't worry about it. Don't do anything. The white hats got it under control. Nothing is what we've been 2 years into it and nothing has happened. And you know who else did this? Stalin. Stalin put this thing out there called Operation. What was it called? Operation Trust the Plan. Stalin did the exact same thing that the Q people were talking about. Trust the plan. And what ended up happening? Communism set in. What's happening here? Communism setting in. I'm tired of people saying we need to start doing. There's one guy on Twitter that's been going. He's been making phone calls. He'd get online and he'll act like he's a 14-year-old little boy or 14-year-old little girl, whichever the pervert wants. And then he's been recording meeting up with these perverts, these pedophiles, meeting up with them. All on Twitter. So you can't put that on Facebook. You can't put it on YouTube because a lot of these, my personal opinion, a lot of these people that have these tendencies work at these companies. The whole transgender thing. There's a reason why they want to be transgender, especially around kids. But they're actually exposing these people. Action needs to be done. But listen to this.
And the Sound of Freedom does focus on a real issue of sex trafficking.
You see, now listen to this. Now they're admitting that it's focusing on a real issue of sex trafficking. But listen, watch how they spin it. Watch how they spin it.
But that theme, it's sort of like that kernel of truth that feeds the QAnon conspiracy theory. Tell us how those two things work together.
Sure. And the most durable and the most believable conspiracy theories are not entirely false. There's something in them that is true and the rest of it is false. But the believers point to the one true thing and they say, oh, you don't believe that this particular thing is true. In terms of child trafficking, we know trafficking is real. We know it has real victims. No one is denying that. But these films are created out of moral panics. They're created out of bogus statistics. They're created out of fear. And with something like Sound of Freedom, it specifically is looking at QAnon concepts of these child trafficking rings that are run by the high-level elites and only people like Tim Ballard and only people like Jim Caviezel and by extension, only people like the ticket buyer can help bring these trafficking rings down. So there's a very participatory element. You're not just going to see a movie, you're just killing 2 hours on a hot day. You are helping bring down these pedophile rings and save children. Now, it's not true,
Listen. But
it's a very comforting and it's a very warm feeling to have.
So instead of them coming out and saying, look, we need to get behind this and try to see what we can do to prevent the sex trafficking of children, they're not saying that. They're not saying that. They said, oh, yeah, of course, there's sex trafficking of children. Yeah, we all know that. No one is arguing that that is happening. No one is arguing it. We know that that's happening. And so in the back of their mind, I can see them probably saying, because I just had a little kid last night. We're all about it. So we know that it's happening. No one is disputing it. These evil, sick people, get them off the planet. Get them off the planet. Cockroaches serve more purpose than freaking pedophile. Get them off the planet. They serve no purpose. Satan has complete control over these people. And as I mentioned before, it's not just the United States of America, because, you know, the United States of America is a huge, how do you say it, hub? It's not even a hub. Mexico would be the huge hub. But the United States of America is a huge final destination for children in a sex ring. Did you hear what I'm saying? The United States of America is the final destination, one of them. Is that registering with anybody? Here, our country. And these pedophiles, why do you think Joe Biden has the border open? They want more children. 87,000 children missing and they don't know where they are. 87,000 children. These freaking pedophiles did something with them. Probably raped them, murder them. And if they did do this something with their blood, they probably, we don't know. But it's not surprising. They just like put the quiet part out there. Put, say it out. Say the truth out loud. But make it seem like it's a lie. These people are so demonic. Something needs to be done. But again, they're grabbing kids from everywhere. Look at this one. Talking about grabbing kids.
Yeah, you got to be really
red
bad.
Light district.
You got to be really bad. Okay, to get arrested in Holland. They were arrested in 2020. Fugitives. They ran. And they were hiding. No one knew who they were. Well, this they rear their ugly heads. The leader, this guy named Nelson Matulin. He raises, I'm literally in Poland at the time at our staging operation for Ukraine. And I get this information that this guy in Mexico.
You hear this? Ukraine? Does this sound familiar to you? Ukraine? Have you ever heard of that? Ukraine before? Is there a reason he brings up Ukraine? And why in the world is the United States of America don't want the war to end in Ukraine? There's a lot of children. A lot of children.
Is trying to traffic kids out of Ukraine. Yeah. And so I go undercover. The Dutch asset who gave me that information infiltrated me, and I'm undercover talking to this guy. Well, in the end, we ended up, in fact, just yesterday, two of the guys were convicted in Ecuador because it led us to Ecuador, a child sex hotel, these pedophiles from Holland, and set up. But we'll get into that another time, okay? But the point I'm making is I had to study their literature. This was a political platform. This was a political party. And what I started recognizing is I named them the pedophile network doctrines. Okay. Yeah. They include things like separate children from parents because parents are bad influence. The state knows best. Sexualize kids. Let them see pornography too. This was a political plan.
Does any of this sound familiar to you? Right. And they want kids to read child pornography in these books. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Sexualize the kids as much as possible, right?
I had to study their literature. This was a political platform. This was a political party. And what I started recognizing is I named them I called the pedophile network doctrines. Okay. Yeah. They include things like separate children from parents because parents are bad influence. The state knows best. Sexualize kids. Let them see pornography. Two.
Karl Marx.
Three. Take God out of education because that just gets in the way. And kids, consent, consent, consent. Children can consent to anything. At 12 years old, they should be able to vote. They should be able to do anything. Now, what am I seeing here? I'm my stomach is getting sick as I'm reading this. I read this every day. It's the woke left agenda. I'm not saying that they're colluding or talking. It doesn't matter. It's the same dark source. And they are pedophiles are sitting back right now going, we've been pushing this agenda for decades. And now we don't have to push anymore because the left is taking care of for us in America. In America. And this whole trans voice on children. You know, again, I'm libertarian. Adults, do what you want. I'll fight for your right to do whatever you want. Okay. In terms of adult, I'm talking about children.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is children can consent to having their bodies filled with a chemical that will destroy the reproductive system. They can consent to ripping apart their genitalia. Like, this is insanity. Why? In and of itself, it's horrible. But what it's going to lead to is what the pedophiles have been asking for. If you can consent to that, guess what? What's more fluid than gender? Age.
Yep. Yep. And just like I mentioned, the United Nations is trying to say it's legal for an adult to have sex with a minor. Pedophilia. They're trying to legalize pedophilia. It's crazy. It's crazy. All right. Hey, everybody, we are at the end. Do me a favor. Please, please hit the thumbs up on this. Please, if you're listening to this on the audio podcast, please share the audio podcast as well. No matter how you listen to your audio podcast, you can find this audio podcast. Wow. What a crazy time. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented my pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of my pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now is time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.